Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up, it's TB here. Okay, so sunscreen. First thing is, why should we use sunscreen? I know a lot of people don't use it, but it is very important that you use it. The most common knowledge that we know is shielding against harmful UV ultraviolet rays. And also, we know that UV rays can penetrate the skin, causing damage. It can cause skin cancer as well. But do you know that not all UV rays come from the sun? It also comes from the light in your house as well. So, you know, sunscreen is not just to protect you from the sun rays, it's to protect you from UV rays that can be found in your common household lighting as well. Yeah. So sunscreen can help combat humidity and sweating. And since, you know, the weather in Malaysia is very humid, sometimes sunny, sometimes rainy. Today is quite rainy and I'd say it's quite humid as well. Sunscreen can offer long-lasting protection, allowing the skin to breathe more but not clogging the pores. So sunscreen, it has a lot of benefits. These are the few as well that we need to know. And in case you didn't know, well, now you know. Yeah,
green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up, TB here. Okay, so after talking about what we know against a sunscreen, right now is what to look for when you purchase a sunscreen in Malaysia. So here's some criteria that experts have listed out for you. Number one, broad spectrum protection, which is choosing sunscreen that protects against both UVA and UVB rays to prevent aging and skin cancer. Because we know that UV, right, ultraviolet lights can be differentiated or characterized into different ones as well. So if you can find one that UVA, UVB, it is great to prevent your skin from aging faster. Next is SPF and PA ratings. Now, always look for SPF at least 30 and above, all right? 50, 100 is good, but lower than that, 15, not that effective. At least 30. And with PA ratings with more plus symbols. Now, when you look at sunscreen, the description on the packaging there, you will see like something like 30 plus plus or plus 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 or plus. Yeah, the more plus it has, the better. All right. Finally, take a look at the formulas. It should be lightweight, non-greasy formulas, and you can try the sample on your hand to see if it's good, which can absorb quickly and won't clog pores, especially for us humans living in Malaysia. TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy tea life.
Hi, Nation TFM here. Annyeonghaseyo. It's Opa TB here. All right. So we talked about sunscreen. I think we covered like the basic and quite thing, like why should we use it? What is the important criteria to look for when purchasing? Right now, experts have recommended some sunscreen perfect for Malaysians to use it. You and I can use right here. And this brand, they cost around 50 to 100 ringgit, depending on the size and of course the brand itself. So the first one is a J brand. This one has been quite popularized and quite advertised heavily on social media with between influencers and TikTokers and as well. So this Korean sunscreen, the J brand, is perfect for sensitive and acne-prone skin, suitable for daily use as well. I've seen people use it. It comes with the normal liquid one and a matte skin one, M-A-T-T-E, matte skin version, which I think like both has been quite popular and both have been getting quite a good review. I haven't personally used it yet because I'm using a different brand. Another sunscreen is called the A brand sunscreen, and it has high level protection against UV and UVB rays while being gentle on the skin. And the final one is an L brand, something like La Haha, okay, suitable for all skin types, providing a matte finish with an ultra light texture as well. So if you want to know what these brands are, you can slide into my DMs. So find me at TPTAPA93 on Instagram, and I'll share you the link and article for the entire sunscreen things that you should know. All right, TFM.